Our first solemn feast of this new year is one that celebrates Mary and her role as the Mother of God. God, who is beyond our understanding, loves us so much that he became one of us. He became one of us in the same way every human being comes into the world. God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. The core of this feast is that Mary has given birth to the Savior, who is not only the long-awaited Messiah of Israel, but also the Son of the living God. This feast, then, is about the mystery of the Incarnation, God's presence among us as a newborn child, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Here we come face to face with God's unique presence among us and the faithful fulfillment of God's promises to his people. Recall how the Jewish leaders sent emissaries to John the Baptist to inquire if he, John, was the Christ, the anointed one of God. John's response was a firm and resounding no. But there was, John told them, one among them whom they did not recognize, who came after him but ranked before him, the thong of whose sandals he was not worthy to untie. He was, of course, speaking about Jesus. It is upon this truth of our faith that the focus and justification of this solemn feast stands. Who is this Christ child, and what difference does he make in our lives? If we believe that this newborn child to be the Son of God, then it makes abundant sense that the one who gave birth to him should bear the title Mother of God. Because Jesus is both true God and true man, and because these two natures, his divine nature and his human nature, are inseparable, it is proper and right for us to acknowledge Mary as God's mother. And she is mother, the mother who carried him with love in her womb and gave birth to him in the flesh. It was through Mary that Jesus obtained his human nature, and he entered into human history with all its dreams, messiness, hopes, and disappointments. So Mary's role in the salvation history was not being a passive instrument in God's hands. Rather, in her acceptance of and yes to God's plan for her, Mary discovered and accepted new dimensions to her motherhood and to her discipleship. Indeed, as her life unfolded, Mary constantly presented to the world its Savior, her Son, Jesus Christ. Just as in our readings today, she presents this newborn Christ to the shepherds who visit. My sisters and brothers, Mary invites us to true worship before her Son, as she invited the shepherds, and to treasure and immerse ourselves in this great divine mystery of God's love and salvation. May we respond in faith, opening our hearts to Mary's invitation to receive her Son, God's Son, into our lives as Jesus' brothers and sisters and Mary's sons and daughters. I join with Father Sundberg, all our deacons, and the entire staff here at Guardian Angels, and wishing all of you a most blessed and grace-filled New Year.